Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Roll up, roll up! It's your host, Dottie Mae, here at the Humour Experiment Podcast. Hello, beautiful, beautiful people. My supporters, my fans, my people, my groovers, my shakers, my movers, my... I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm just so excited to have a little bit of a chat with you today. This is the last podcast that I'm going to be releasing this year, the year of ye old 2019. Ta-ta, goodbye, never again. We're moving into the 20s, baby. So I just wanted to check in with you guys. We've met so many cool people together. That's what I love about this podcast, is I can come in and I can essentially hunt people down and get them to have a chat with me. And it's been really lovely this season to be able to actually grab people for a chat over the phone, because sometimes there's some incredible people I want to get to know and meet, and we just can't get them into the studio here. But opening up the chats over phone means that I can potentially interview anyone that can get on a phone line in Australia. And I'm going to need to look into the rest of the world, because honestly, there are some wonderful people out there that I want to talk to and I know you guys want to hear from. I'm just so grateful. Drop the mic. It's just, I'm going to get real here for a second. I'm so grateful to have you guys listen in and to have you guys support the Humour Experiment. And it wouldn't exist without you. Like, without you guys participating and tuning in and being interested in what this is all about, in about laughter and good vibes and getting to know people, hearing their stories, learning to see the funny side of things. And we all know how to do that, but sometimes we forget, you know. And the fact that you guys value this, it just means the world to me and is the reason why it exists. So I just bless your beautiful souls, and thank you so much for coming on this adventure with me and meeting all these people and having some laughs. I hope you guys have the best holidays. So you've got coming into beautiful December. And it's just such a fun month, like just fueled by candy and spending, but more importantly, filled with love and connection and friendship and festivities. And I just want you to keep in mind your blessings. So that's what I'm going to be doing this Christmas season, is counting all the beautiful blessings and just reveling in them each day. Because we spend a lot of our lives running on the wheel, trying to get someplace. And the reality is, today's where it's at, you know? And there's no better time to come into the present than during the holidays and during Christmas time, when it's all about celebration. We get to celebrate the beautiful summer and just like the fruits of our labors, you could say. I love the idea that, you know, the seasons pass and they're kind of a representation for our own internal seasons as well, you know. So what are the fruits coming into fruition in your own life that you can just really celebrate and enjoy? Because there's no use in working hard all the time, especially not during Christmas time. So look, you guys rock. It's going to be Christmas. Christmas is a time when we eat so much that we feel ill. We know that Jesus has something to do with it, but we're not sure how that's quite related to presence. And it brings out the big kid in all of us. You know, we love the food, we love the drink, we love spending time with people that we care about, we love the festivities, the magic in kids' eyes when they see a big, beautiful tree or when they wake up to presence. What I'd like to ask you guys is that you guys create a Christmas miracle for somebody. And I know that is so corny, but isn't it beautiful? Yes, it is beautiful. And that's why we love those beautiful Christmas movies where there's always a Christmas miracle. It's a lovely time to give and to share your love with the world. And so I'd like you to think about branching out and extending yourself beyond your circle, your circle and your comfort zone, and start thinking about the people outside of it during this season. And think about, I'm sure you have already, but you know, especially during this season, and think about a bit of magic that you could spread for somebody. And that might just be giving a candy cane to some strangers, or that might be there's somebody that you've met that's having a rough day and you buy them a coffee or something. I don't know. It could be a little miracle. It could be a big one. But I want you to start thinking about that, because I assure you that that's going to be my present to you guys, is that reminder. And I know that will just like fill you up with warmth and love and joy and possibility. It's so funny that like when we give, we feel a sense of hope. Because in the very act of giving, we realize that somebody could easily do that for us at any moment and could change our lives for the better and give our life a miracle. So I'd like you to also think about what your Christmas miracle might be, what you'd really love to happen. And dream too big and too wildly and too wonderfully and too imaginatively, and enjoy the magic and see what happens. Remember, there's no end date on what we wish for our future. Sending you so much love and joy, and I'll be taking my own challenges during Christmas time, and I'm really excited for when we release this podcast and I get the beautiful reminder for myself and I discover some kind of Christmas miracle that I can give to somebody else and I can think about my own. I'm keen to do that too. Alrighty guys, well, you know I'm gonna miss you. Take care, stay in good humor, make yourself laugh a lot, be silly, be weird, be wonderful, stand out from the crowd, and yeah, enjoy feeling good. Alrighty, this is Dottie Mae signing off for this year. Stay in good humor. Bye. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
James!
Yo!
What's better than a rotating cast of hosts?
Oh, I don't know, maybe the obscure sport ferret legging where people put ferrets down their pants.
Or Graham, the 52 Hertz whale, the loneliest whale in the world.
How about everyone's favourite Christian radio program, Ranger Bill?
Whoa, who the hell are you? What are you doing here?
I came prepared with a 45-minute lecture on international humanitarian law.
Where do people keep coming from?
All these people are, you know...
We host now.
Yeah, we're the new hosts.
Of what?
Of Unfeatured Articles, everyone's favorite Wikipedia-based podcast, where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to find articles that aren't necessarily featured.
Check us out everywhere you check out podcasts. It's free. Podcasts are free. iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and other things.
Love you.
Thanks, kids.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.